We have truly really stunning news this morning, confirming what we've known for a long time. The White House held emergency secret meetings to protect Donald Trump as the Epstein files push was becoming public. It was all coordinated. The Attorney General was involved. Todd Blanche, the now Attorney General, was involved. The Chief of Staff was involved. Caroline Leavitt was involved. Vice President Vance was involved. They were all involved. And the goal was simple: protect Donald Trump at all costs. And we're now learning about these secret meetings. We're now learning that Vance even suggested having Tucker Carlson interview Ghislaine Maxwell. Everything we had suspected is coming true. And this was all happening as literally the internet folks near the White House were trying to stop the release of the Epstein files, pressuring me to stop reporting on the files. Well, we now have the truth. At the same time, the White House is desperately trying to save its UFC fight, comparing it to T-ball on the South Lawn. Pretty bad economic news this morning, and more. Make sure to like, comment, share, because I think the people around the world need to see this report. And if you can, subscribe to my Substack to support my work. Link below. A lot of people have asked, well, Aaron, you need to stay safe, especially as you talk about this Epstein stuff. It's serious, and it's exactly why I'm ramping up my work today, especially with key hearings approaching today. Bill Gates will be on Capitol Hill. I know you guys are worried about my safety. I appreciate that, but don't worry. I'm taking steps to protect myself, and you're helping. Your subscriptions to my Substack, it all helps. It all helps make sure I have the resources to protect myself and ultimately fight back if the time comes. We're learning this morning from a new New York Times investigation that on July 17th, 2025, at 6 p.m. in the evening, Donald Trump's top officials filed into the White House Situation Room, the same room where President Obama, along with Vice President Biden, Secretary of State Clinton, and others watched the raid that led to the death of Osama bin Laden. But Trump officials weren't watching a raid. They were working to try to control a very different crisis, the Epstein files. And it was about to get worse, because that evening, the Wall Street Journal was about to release the article showing Trump's relationship with Epstein, the article showing Donald Trump's 50th birthday letter that he allegedly wrote to Epstein. J.D. Vance took a seat at the head of the table, saying, quote, "This is a huge problem." Everyone was there, from the White House counsel to the White House chief of staff, press secretary, communications director. That's expected. But here's what really concerns me. Todd Blanche, the associate attorney general, was there. Stanley Woodward, deputy chief of staff, the attorney general, the FBI director. The Department of Justice was directly involved with coordinating with the White House over how to protect Donald Trump. And the goal was simple: protect Trump at all costs. Vance floated an extraordinary PR gambit to have the White House enlist Tucker Carlson to interview Ghislaine Maxwell, saying it might help the president if Maxwell was willing to state that Trump had not been part of any wrongdoing with Epstein. Remember this, because months later, Todd Blanche, not Tucker Carlson, sat down with Ghislaine Maxwell. And during that same interview, Ghislaine Maxwell told Todd Blanche in an effort to secure a pardon that Trump had not been part of any wrongdoing. Vance urged the group that they need to release the files. And so they looked at options. Option one was to petition the federal district courts in Florida and New York to unseal grand jury testimony. Todd Blanche laid this out saying, you know, it'll contain no new significant information. But why was it important to do that? Because the release was unlikely to damage the president. And honestly, it was very difficult to get, quote, they could shift the blame for withholding the material away from the Trump administration and onto the judges. This option was later done by Todd Blanche. They went to the courts in Florida. They went to the courts in New York. They petitioned for the grand jury materials. The courts denied it. And then they blamed the judges like clockwork. Option two, have DOJ lawyers question Maxwell and publicly release the transcript. Option two ended up happening. DOJ lawyers Todd Blanche went and questioned Maxwell and publicly released the transcript. And then they discussed possibly giving Ghislaine Maxwell a pardon. Now, thankfully, they said no to that. Why? Because it would create a huge PR problem. Not because she was convicted of horrific crimes, according to the White House communications director, but because it would create a huge PR problem. And then Dan Bongino, then FBI deputy director, showed up to the room. Daily Justice Department meeting with the FBI staff and the Attorney General, and he erupted at Pam Bondi. You effed this thing up from the start, the way you've been talking about this. That dumb effing charade with the Epstein files, that they're on my desk nonsense, all the promises to the folks out there. Cash Patel and Bongino went to the White House and said Bondi needed to go. 2 days later, they were summoned to a meeting with Wiles and Bondi once again in the Situation Room. They were the last to enter the small wood-paneled room. Seated around the table was simple. The moment Bongino sat down, Wiles told him that she had been informed that he had leaked a story about Epstein and Trump to the press. She then asked, going forward, we're all in. We're all going to have to move forward. Are you in or not? Bongino said, no, I'm not. Erupted, stormed out of the Situation Room, and left. Then we learned that they discussed possibly releasing documents concerning Donald Trump's, quote, predilection for nipples, and that he had aggressively flicked and sucked a survivor's nipples. They had a discussion about this in the Situation Room. Some of Trump's advisors had never heard of the claim. They were shocked that they would even be discussing this in the Situation Room. Vice President Vance said to release it. Susie Wiles said no. They were all in on it. And we're now learning how they were all in on it from the start. And it comes this afternoon or this morning as the White House is racing right now in an effort to try to salvage its UFC fight this Sunday on the White House South Lawn. In new court filings, the White House compares the UFC fight to George Bush hosting an annual T-ball game on the South Lawn, where White House workers replicated a major league ballpark complete with pitcher's mound, dugout, and bleachers, or President Biden having an ice skating rink on the South Lawn. This is right now what the White House South Lawn currently looks like at night, lit up like Six Flags, straight out of a movie in a way. And so it comes this morning as we have really bad economic news. Inflation has risen to 4.2%, some of the worst it's been since April of 2023. Donald Trump announced that Iran would be paying a, quote, heavy price as the war is set to restart again soon, saying praise be to Allah once again. And we're going to have big Epstein stuff on Capitol Hill today with Bill Gates' testimony and more. But the truth is that we're slowly learning that this was all a coordinated effort to conceal from the start. I'll have more updates for you very soon. As always, make sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe to my Substack link below to support my work. And I'll have another update for you this afternoon.